This is another way we can help. We heard this story yesterday that New Haven had this beautiful Christmas tree, massive Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Brought in, they set it up, they stick the trunk of the tree 4 feet into the ground. They put the guide wires down.
Right.
They put the lights on it. Then that windstorm came in Sunday, knocked it down.
Leveled it.
Busted into pieces.
Yep.
Destroyed it, really.
And, yeah. Killed it.
So we had the mayor on yesterday. He said, yeah, well, that's it. You know, the crews are coming. They're going to cut it up. And
they did.
It.
We got some pictures. People, that was quick. The trucks already came.
Oh,
and it's gone.
Really?
That was fast.
And aww. We thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could find New Haven, a Christmas tree last minute.
Yes.
And get it there.
A Christmas miracle.
Bill Carone. Or is it Karen? Carone? Bill? Help me.
Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Carone.
Deputy Director of New Haven Parks and Public Works. Thanks for coming on. So
Thank you for having me.
The tree's done and gone.
The tree is, unfortunately, done. Yes, it's in the process of being removed. You know, crews should have it finished hopefully today, unfortunately. It's a sad scene down there. It really is.
It really is. 2020. What the
I know.
Completely sucked.
Give us a break, man.
Yeah.
Give us a break over
really?
Here.
Really? You got to knock the Christmas tree down?
Right down to the bare wire.
Really? 2020?
Yep.
Punch you in the face.
Ugh, of course.
Ugh. So we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could find a tree, right? And we posted it on Facebook. Ashley has a few submissions, and we're going to send you the pictures. But
that's
first.
Great.
But before we get there, tell us about the tree. How big was that tree and where did it come from?
Yes, yeah, so the tree we picked out was probably around 60 feet tall. It was, you know, a nice full Nori spruce, and it came from Cheshire, Connecticut. Very nice family in Cheshire was willing to donate the tree.
And then what happened? You guys bring a machine out there. How do you get that out of the ground?
So the crews spent about a month down in Cheshire in October, and they tie up the tree with rope, and they tie up the tree's branches in upright position. So we get a crane company come and help us, and we have a trailer that we get help from Public Works, and we cut the tree at the base. And the crane lifts the tree up in the air, and we lower it on the trailer. And we have a big parade down Route 10 to New Haven Green.
Somebody sent me a picture of that tree on its way from Cheshire to the New Haven Green.
It was like waving to the crowd and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, it was doing the
parade wave,
yeah,
right?
Parade,
right? One limb is like,
beauty
yeah.
queen. One,
right, yeah.
It was a limb going,
oh, how pretty.
Yes, we apologize for the traffic delay that day.
Why are you moving a tree?
Yeah, I think that's the one time you don't mind. An
yeah.
ambulance,
yeah.
a funeral, or a Christmas tree.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys get a pass.
Right. Yeah. And then how long did it take you guys to set that up?
Probably took about 4 hours once we got to the green. You know, we had to get the crane to lift it off the trailer. We had to put it in the ground, strap it to the ground anchors, cut all the ropes, all the branches fell down. And it just, when it was up there, it just looked great. It was a tree meant for New Haven this year.
When you were home Sunday night and you heard the wind blowing, did you think,
the tree!
Right. Did you think about it or not really?
Absolutely. I was telling my wife, I said, I'm really nervous about the tree. You know, and then I actually got called into work because I also supervised the New Haven Parks Tree Division, and we had numerous calls for trees down.
Wow.
So I was in New Haven already, and then I got the call. So I went down to the green, and it was just a sad moment for us.
Now, yeah, do you draw a chalk line around it or what?
Chalk body outline
right,
for
right.
the tree.
Oh, right.
Rip.
Right, the TSI over there, tree scene investigation, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
and the lights were already on it, right?
Probably a third of the lights were on it, correct.
Is there enough time now for us to find a tree for all of those things that you just said to happen?
You know, I'm feeling really, really positive right now. I have a lot of faith, and I think if we do find the right tree, we'll get it done, no problem. Even if we have to push back the event 1 week, we'll make it happen.
And
nice.
The mayor's cool with it?
The mayor is cool with it. Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, you told him?
So let's, yeah, the mayor's on a chair duct tape right now. So what are we looking for? 30 to 40 foot green Norway spruce, right?
Correct. Yep. And, you know, a Norway spruce, you know, 30 to 40 feet tall, a nice dark green color, something that has a nice shape that looks like a pyramid, like, you know, a classic Christmas tree shape.
Right. You don't want big giant gaps.
No.
Right?
Like the air freshener in your car, that type of thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're really skinny at the top and they go whoo at the bottom.
Like weird.
Yes.
Because it's sandy.
And the location is important. You know, we really don't want to be near any power lines.
Yep.
Yeah, that's important. That's so key right there.
Get a picture from Shelton of one near power lines and the road, and I thought, this is a nightmare.
Damn.
Yeah. We'll light the Christmas tree, but the wrong way.
Right. And the towel go out. Never saw us out to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
What about a house? I got a beautiful picture from somebody of a Christmas tree right next to somebody's house.
We'll make sure it falls away from the house.
We have done that before. You know, I would just have to take a look with my staff, probably get the crane operator in there and make sure there's no septic tank in the lawn or anything like that.
All right.
But it is doable. So
many factors.
You know, anything. So. Well, I'm excited. Thank you, you know, for having me on, and I appreciate you helping us find a tree, and I look forward to
WPLR started
pictures.
Almost 50 years ago, a couple blocks away from the New Haven Green. And
your family.
We have a lot of roots, no pun intended, with New Haven. And after all of what the kids have been through this year,
everybody's
that Christmas
been
tree for those kids in that neighborhood, it's a thing. And it would be just, it would make my day.
It would be really cool.
If we could find a tree and get it done. So you have a crane service that'll do this?
We do, yes.
All right. Nice.
And who is it? Should we give them a shout out now?
I'm proud to say that we use Smedley Crane from Brantford. They help us out every year, and they're great to work with.
Good
so
people.
We thank them also.
This is a lot easier than I thought. I thought we'd have to find the tree, find the crew to get it out of the ground, find the crane and the flatbed, and then get it there to you. This is, we just need to find the tree.
Or the old guy from Florida with the light pole.
Right.
He would tie the tree
he
to
would.
His roof.
He would drive right there.
He would do it.
It might take him half a week, but he'd figure
but
it out.
But he'd do it.
All right. So if you have one in your yard or know where one is that we might be able to contact a person, email Ashley or call us right now. Ashley is ashley@WPLR.com. And boy, let's find this tree for New Haven. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
It really would be.
All right, Bill. Thanks for coming on. We're going to keep you posted.
Fingers crossed, man.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, brother.
Sounds good, man.
Bill Caron, Deputy Director of New Haven Parks and Public Works. If we can do this, it would be another
Christmas miracle.
Another Christmas miracle.
God bless this win.
Everyone.
We need this.
And we're trying to get a tree for the kids. And I got to tell you, after doing this my whole life, waking up in the middle of the night, every day I'm honored to drive into the radio station. But there are moments where I think, why the hell am I? It's these moments where we ask for some help and the phone lines go nuts.
Yes, they do.
That I think I can never stop doing this.
Right.
This is really the fuel. Let's go over here first. This is Rich in Newington. You have a tree?
I got about a 70-foot tree in my front yard.
Is that too big?
It's not near power lines or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, it's how big? 70? 8?
Excuse me?
How big?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. How tall did you say the tree was, Rich?
It's about 70 foot.
70 foot.
Ooh, that's a big one.
The nice thing about a 70-foot tree is you're one chainsaw away from making it exactly the size you want.
Right. Or just dig it in deeper.
True. And if you're going to dig it in 4 feet, you just trim the branches.
Right.
Now you got yourself something.
Put it in 10 feet. There you go. Done.
All right. Can you send us a picture of this?
I'll send you one. Send me an email, whatever. I'll send it to Ashley.
All right. Hold on.
Please.
Let me grab your number.
Thank
we're going to get all this info. Thank you very much, by the way.
Yep.
Rich, are you sure it's your yard?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Right.
Okay, important detail.
Can I donate my neighbor's trees? They're not for, they're not Christmas trees.
That tree has been bothering me for years.
They're not Christmas trees. I just want them out of there.
That's right.
Damn leaves and branches form a car.
You drive up. Hey, something's weird about my front yard. What is it? I can see my house.
Right.
We're looking for a Christmas tree. If you happen to have one handy, 30 to 40 feet. Norway spruce.
Good shape.
Holiday tree, if basic. You want to call it a holiday, Christmas, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, basic tree shape.
Yes, basic tree
want that,
shape.
That,
we'd like know. It to be a tree
yeah.
in the shape of a tree.
Right, like the little pine.
Pyramid.
Like the pine tree things you see in your car, yes.
The pine tree?
Yeah, the pine tree scents you have in the car there, the air fresheners.
That's it.
Your basic standard triangle type of thing.
Gotcha.
Oh.
All right.
The pyramid shape, as you say.
We're getting some responses, too. It would be great if we could find this tree for the New Haven Green. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. What are
so
you doing,
so
brother?
Good, man.
Good morning to all of you.
Thank you. Hail well
and
met.
A good morning to you.
Huzzah.
So I have a nice little spot with about 2 acres of land with some beautiful trees. And if you guys need a tree, you are more than willing to come down.
You're welcome to.
And check it out. And
where are you? What town? What town?
Euphoria.
I'm Meriden.
Meriden.
Meriden, okay. That's nice.
How tall is the tallest tree that you have?
Over 50 feet.
Oh.
Hmm. That sounds
and
nice.
And they're beautiful.
Beautiful tree.
And yeah. And it's your property, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With 2 acres.
And they're not near any power lines or house or septic?
No. It's a nice little ridge. It's a beautiful spot.
That sounds perfect.
Sounds picturesque, too.
Well, If you're down, I'm down.
We're down.
We're down.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're down. All right, hold on. Let's get your number. We're on the case here, AJ.
The hunt for a tree.
Yes, the hunt.
The hunt for Miss December.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. And we promise to send you a picture, Stanford, if we get it. We're trying to get a tree for New Haven.
Yes.
Their tree was killed
yes.
by a windstorm.
Tragically.
2020.
Taken down.
Taken
prime.
Another... victim.
Right.
By the way, the trunk is still on the green. They hacked all the branches off, it looks like, for easy disposal. So it's just laying there like all bare, just like a spine of a tree.
Oh, how undignified.
Gross. Ashley sent me a screenshot of an email she received.
Yeah.
And?
Why, all caps.
Why?
Cut down a tree that provides... no benefit to the environment.
So much benefit.
It provides so much benefit, but cutting it down provides no benefit.
Ah.
I get that.
It's a benefit thing.
This is a goodwill to the community deal, and I feel like that outweighs
Leo?
Potential negative impact.
Mr. Leo.
Because, you know, there's...
just let it go, okay?
Not many trees like that out here.
Find something else.
You don't right. have to participate.
Find someone who's beating puppies, okay? Go
yes.
after
oh.
them.
Yeah.
Like, just...
find that person.
It's a tree,
and then
okay?
beat them, yes.
You gotta ruin everything.
Come on.
Ah. 2020, we need some holiday cheer.
Oh, I hate people.
You've been a naughty boy.
Jeez. Something good is happening.
Why are you cutting down a tree?
Because it's going to get cut down anyway. Did you hear any of these calls? These people are like, yeah, it's, I want this down.
Get off
I want to donate.
Lap.
I want to do something nice.
Get off my
it's
lap,
it's meaningful.
Leo.
I promise I will plant 2 in my yard.
Look at you. Nice.
All right?
Nice.
I will replace that tree wherever we get it from with 2.
I'll plant 1 too.
That's 3. Well, all right, Leo, you happy now?
I got to borrow a tree from somebody.
I was going to say, let's not count our trees before they're planted.
You know, we had that haunted house in Shelton, the Fairview.
Yeah, the
tree farm.
Yes.
Well, maybe they have a big one. Yeah. All right, we're working on it.
Kind of bragging, but all right.
Rick in Milford.
I just go on the hayride, that's it. I focus forward.
Yeah, right.
It's dark.
Right.
All right,
We don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I nightmares now.
That's right, Brad.
Can't get out of my head.
I heard Brad has a big one.
Can't get out of my head now. Jesus.
Big one on the farm.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Rick in Milford here. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
How you doing?
All right.
Good.
I'm listening to what you just said about this guy being a grump.
Leo.
It's mind-boggling how people can be so distorted, really.
Just say, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. It works.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, like I mentioned in the note I sent to Phil, Christmas was always a very, very special thing here. And she passed away Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, man.
And the sad thing... Since she passed away, my son has not allowed us to have Christmas. Maybe this will be a breakthrough for
him. Oh, man.
Maybe.
That sounds great. So you would donate your tree to the New
Haven? Absolutely. Sure.
What was your wife's name? Do you mind me asking?
Melissa.
We will call the tree Melissa.
It's a beautiful name.
Yes.
Yeah, I called in several times when she had passed away, and you guys helped me through it.
Well, what's here for, man?
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. Not easy to share.
No.
No.
Did we get your number? We have your number. Okay. So,
yeah, sure have it.
All right. Ashley's going to be in touch today, shortly after the show.
Yep.
Okay. Rick, thank you, man. Oh, boy, if this all happens, that would be even more special.
Absolutely. A fitting tribute.
A fitting tribute.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, Rick. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Take care, Rick. Stay strong.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Oh, my God, my heart.
Oh, my God, my heart bleeds for him.
There you go, Leo. Right? That's why.
Yeah, Leo.
People need this.
Yeah, Leo.
Leo, do you live in a brick house with a brick roof and a brick table and a brick bed and you know, there's nothing wood in your house at all?
Yeah, go kick those bricks.
And a cold floor.
Oh, that's not where you were going with that.
Yeah, so your floor is made of brick, cement, your window frames, that brick too.
You described a prison.
The siding. Yeah.
Is he in a cell?
Your door made of brick.
Kitchen table.
Yeah, your kitchen table, you eat on a brick table.
Huh?
I want to do one, too.
All right. I'm back.
Hey, been good?
You must. I'm most happiest when I'm mad. So he sent the email. I acknowledged it. And then he sent another email.
Oh, no!
Email part two. Leo,
I wrote back to him very nice, just looking to spread some Christmas cheer. He wrote back, but a good opportunity to calm people's fears about the trees after the number of severe storms we have had along the Connecticut shore. Just a redirect to look at trees a bit differently as home to wildlife, oxygen producers, shade providers, and a source of community well-being. Of course, a fresh cut spruce pine certainly defines the season. I like the crew's promise to plant a tree. Good PR for the urban forest.
Okay, so we're good, right?
Go away.
we're good, right? We're planting trees.
We didn't make the whole tree thing part of the season. Like that was not our idea.
No,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Also, it's the lesser of two evils. Like I understand what he's saying, but a community is in need of some Christmas cheer. It's
bigger
2020.
Impact.
Damn it!
It's a bigger impact.
Yes.
I just can't you go. I don't know, somewhere else to help someone.
Right.
This isn't raining on this isn't helping anyone. Call a lumber company. Okay?
Yeah.
Go do something meaningful. Go chain yourself to a tree in the Amazon. All right? Really. These are trees that people are going to cut down and not do anything with. These trees in their final stage will be remembered and photographed.
And lots of likes.
Okay.
Yes. Free AT.
It's just these people who, like, what's the first thing that enters their head when they get up? Who am I going to poop on today?
Let me see. What?
I just like to follow Leo. Can we get Leo on the phone? I'd love to, what kind of house does he live in? And does he have any furniture made of wood?
True.
Yeah, he conveniently ignored all of those points.
Yeah.
I don't have a number here, but I can definitely ask.
Yeah, email him, see if he wants
to. You got it.
Would it make more sense to just plant a tree there on New Haven Green? And yeah.
It's going to be a while, though.
I don't run New Haven.
But the Charlie Brown tree the first year.
Does he walk in? Like, if you invite him to your house and you have a fresh tree, does he walk in and, like,
got a fresh tree here.
Yeah, I couldn't have noticed.
You know, oxygen, you know, the whole thing, the earth.
You know, got it from a farm that specializes in growing these trees for exactly this purpose.
Right. They cut that one. They plant another one, Leo.
It's okay. They got this.
Right.
Yeah. They know what they're
doing. It's
okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
What does he eat? Does he eat burgers?
Does he pull over to the side of the road at these Christmas tree stands? Hey, you know, all these trees over here.
That's 17 breaths I was going to take.
Right.
Rob me of 17 breaths.
How about the firewood? Like, do you pull over and... Hey, you know these... All these pieces of wood here, you know, they're depriving us of oxygen.
It's a bunch of air I was going to breathe in.
Right.
Does he work in an office? Does he have a desk made of wood?
Yes.
Has he ever used a pencil in his life?
I want to go through Leo's life with a camera and just take a picture of all the wood objects that he deals with and is surrounded by. You know he lives in a wooden house.
I'm a fan of wooden leg, wouldn't it? I'm sorry.
That'd be ironic.
I don't mean to mock him. He's not here to defend himself.
No.
And
he's
just trying to make a point.
Just having fun, Leo.
But still, you could see what we're doing.
There's a larger point here.
You know, those kids in New Haven, a lot of them, they're not going to have a tree. This is literally a community tree. This is a tree that kids will go out and see. This is their tree.
Right.
They're not going to have a fake tree in the house. Probably not going to have any presents. This is it.
I heard a message in my mind to boom in the old to do to do.
He's Jabba the Hutt?
Just.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News. Leo's on left.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Leo.
Leo's here.
Yes.
Leo.
Leo.
I am.
Hey, Leo.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
What's your problem?
not at all. Talking trees is always a good opportunity, whether it's an event that happened on the green or an opportunity about talking replanting, which is what you guys have done this morning. So
right. But why would you hear us trying to get a tree for the New Haven Green and then think this is not a good thing?
Well, it is a good thing. And you can't beat a fresh cut Christmas tree at all. That's for sure. I think the people's awareness just should be that the trees do provide a lot of benefits, whether they're in a woodlot or out in front of your house, and to kind of parlay that into the decision-making process when you guys are out searching for a tree. So it's an awareness, you know, hey, look at the tree. It's nice. Pay some homage to it. Remove it if we need to. And we've lost so many trees in these past storms, and many people have this fear of the tree now, and I'd like to have, you know, an opportunity to kind of look at things a bit different. And the toppling of the Xmas tree on the green, just an example of what's been happening in people's backyards. And I mean, that fell on the green. No one was hurt, fortunately, but there's been trees that have fallen onto homes and damaged homes and threatened lives. And so I'm just looking at it from both ways, but it's nice to have the opportunity that you guys are doing this.
Do you have any friends?
Yeah, I do. Friends. I'm a big tree hugger.
Tree friends.
Okay. All right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you go over someone's house and they have a freshly cut Christmas tree in their living room, do you say anything?
I admire it, actually, and I make comments about it. I'm pretty familiar with different species.
What kind of comments? Like you'll say, well, oh, this is spruce or whatever, but do you say, why did you cut this down?
Yeah, it's, you know, where did you get, what kind of experience did you had when you went out to get it? I mean, where did you get it? Did you go out to a large tree farm? Did you go out into some property you owned in Vermont? Did you help out someone up in the Adirondack Mountains?
Okay, so you're interested in the story, but then force your lesson on them of oxygen and the environment?
Replanting?
Yeah, Chaz, if I have the opportunity, I always talk about it. And I remember one Christmas, actually, where I brought a tree home that actually had a bird still in it, a bird's nest.
Oh, wow.
You got to look for those.
Right.
I know. Well, I know now,
How realistic,
I know now that.
Wow, and you're on us.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. The bird people are on the phone. They want to talk to you.
I know. That was just a nest. The birds had gone, of course. But, you know, tree farms are made specifically to grow trees for the purpose of bringing them home and into your house and during the season. And many, many farmers, tree farmers up north and in Connecticut, depend on the tree farm as a source of income to provide that sort of thing. And it's been going, traditionally been going on for years. There's been some times where people will go in, though, on their own and just top a tree out just to get the top 6 feet of it and leave the rest. And things like that bother me just a bit.
But I hear you.
I think, it's just the overall awareness that when you chop a tree down, it does have a significant position in the environment. You know, it does sequester, absorb carbon dioxide and oxygen and all that sort of thing. And, but when you're around the tree, I always say, when I take my family out, we don't go out to pick the tree. We actually, the tree picks us, and we'll walk through a tree farm and we all get kind of a feeling.
It landed on Jimmy. This is the chosen one. Yeah.
How does a tree pick you?
It falls on you.
The skies part, the angel light comes down.
Well, when you walk, I mean, I'm sure you've all walked into the forest, but there is a forest feeling that you get when you're walking through it. So, no, it doesn't fall on you, AJ. To pick you out.
It did once on me. But
it doesn't fall on you. It doesn't cut itself down and drag itself out.
So, wait,
to
you
your
go out there, so
half.
The tree picks you, and then you cut it down?
Yes. Yes, it's
then
it's,
what is the problem?
I'm not going to pick Leo.
Yeah.
Let me cut down.
Yeah, it's a feeling you get. I'm in tune with it. There's you know, I've been called the tree whisperer at times.
But you cut them down too.
I do cut them down. It's been doing it for a long time, not just Christmas trees, but
all right. You got to go.
Business over the years, so.
What if you pee against it? If you pee on the tree, is that cool?
I think I like you.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
He argued it.
I think I do. I appreciate you calling, but I got to go.
We like you, Leo.
Yeah, sure thing, Chaz.
All right.
AJ, thanks, all right. Ashley.
Thank you.
Leo, thanks.
Thanks, Leo.